It's here and now. Saturday was the deadline to file for compensation for death or injury due to those faulty ignition switches on GM cars, a defect GM knew about for over a decade but only recalled last year. The company traced 13 fatalities to the faulty switch, but many more were revealed after GM established a compensation fund to pay qualified victims who then forego their right to sue in court. Attorney Ken Feinberg administers the fund as he did funds after 9/11, the Virginia Tech massacre, the BP oil spill. He joins us now. And Ken, do you have a final number of payouts based on your investigations?
Well, that remains to be seen. 4,180 claims have been filed. We expect over the next 10 days to supplement when we read the mail and postmark claims that are coming in very late. So it remains to be seen. We've determined that 51 fatalities can be attributable to the switch, and about another, so far, 70 physical injuries.
Well, some of these involve cars that are long gone. They were involved in accidents a long time ago. So how are you making that decision? A higher number certainly than GM speculated, but as you said, you had thousands of claimants. So how are you turning someone down when you don't have the car?
Circumstantial evidence. Let's look at the photographs of the accident. Let's read the police report. Maintenance records before the accident showing that there was a problem. It's not easy because, as you point out, these accidents occurred as much as a decade ago.
Yeah. Well, Bob Hilliard, who's a lawyer for some of the victims, told Bloomberg News that he's encouraging his clients to apply for your program because he says you've processed some of the claims quickly and fairly. When it's obvious, if a victim died in a front collision, the airbag didn't deploy. But he said there's some inconsistency for people who are injured and that you are rejecting some injury claims when a jury would have found a defect. You say what?
I say that's I disagree with Mr. Hilliard, who's been very cooperative in working with us. But the fact of the matter is, in this program that I'm administering, we do not look at all at contributory negligence. The driver was speeding. The driver was drinking. The driver was texting. Irrelevant to us. There's a very serious question, legal question, whether a death or an injury that occurred in an accident prior to GM's bankruptcy even survives the bankruptcy in a courtroom. Mm. We ignore it. So I think we're much more generous, much more willing to find a claim eligible than you would ever get in a courtroom.
And how much is the compensation for fatality or injury?
It depends on the victim and what the victim's job was, the occupation, how much the victim was earning. We add to that number at least $1 million for pain and suffering, if not more. And we think the program's been very generous. And the fact that claimants have accepted the money without an exception explains, I think, more than words.
Do you think that you're getting everyone? The compensation program was extended 1 month after the New York Times reported that one of the original fatalities, one of the 13 original fatalities that GM acknowledged, the family of that victim didn't even know about the program.
I think the fact that we received in the last 10 days about 600 claims that were filed, I think it is highly unlikely that there are individuals out there who, you know, unless they live on Mars, I think, everybody knows about the availability of this program.
Yeah. GM has asked you to do this independently. They can't overrule any of your decisions, but they can weigh in on your decisions. Have they?
Oh, yes. GM has offered their slant, their view. We welcome that under the protocol. But the fact of the matter is that in every single claim where we have found eligibility and valued the claim, GM has done what it promised, and that is it has abided by our decision.
Yeah. Look, we have talked before about the many compensation programs you've administered. It's just tough work to hear from people who have been so devastated. In this case, we talked about the family of a young girl who'd lived for years thinking that she had caused an accident in which she was killed, when actually she was the victim.
It's very, very difficult. What makes these programs so difficult to administer is not calculating dollars or determining eligibility. What makes the programs 9/11, BP, Boston Marathon, now GM, the emotion. You're dealing with either physically injured victims who are emotionally distraught and frustrated, or you're dealing with families that lost loved ones who just believe justifiably that life is unfair, and why them and why their daughter or their son. That is the part of these programs that is so taxing and so debilitating.
Well, yes. And trying to put a dollar value on the life of that
daughter. You can't do it. Yeah. You do the best you can, but you're not going to please people. You never talk about fairness or justice. These programs are based on mercy, not justice or fairness.
Ken Feinberg, Administrator for the GM Ignition Compensation Fund. Thank you.
Thank you.